Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are just as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They're milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Betches Media presents At Betches, a podcast hosted by Betches co-founders Jordana Abraham, Sammy Sage, and me, Aileen Drexler. We talk about it all, from the latest celeb drama to the best movies and TV shows out now. We share all of our thoughts, even the unpopular ones. Welcome to our pop culture group chat.
Hello, and welcome to this first special bonus episode of the At Betches podcast. I'm Sammy.
And I'm Holly. Thank you so much for having me on, Sammy. I'm so excited.
I know. We are. Okay. So it's so weird to me that everyone was like, who is Holly? It's like, we've been talking about you constantly. But then I realized, you know, your name was not formerly in the credits. We had not changed right. That. But Holly is going to be my co Swifty on this show. And if you guys are into it, we are willing to do this as much as necessary while there's big Taylor news and just have special segments because, listen, not everyone's a Swiftie. Some people don't want to fucking hear any more shit about her red lips, white t-shirts. So we're thinking we're going to call these special episodes Speak Now at Betches Version. And let us know if you want to hear more. So there has been so much going on with our friend Tay in the news this week. Where do we even start?
Too much. There was an immediate update literally an hour ago.
Yeah.
On page six, that paparazzi footage was released of her leaving Travis's mansion in Kansas City from Sunday. It's not recent, but I feel like they're dropping little spurts of PDA and paparazzi stuff.
Okay. No, wait. Now I have to see this because I was just on a podcast an hour ago, so I did not see this. Let me see these pics. This is, oh my God.
It's not of her.
Oh, this is before the Chiefs game. Okay. So it's.
Yes. An aerial view.
Okay. So it's just more photos from when. Okay. Why would you have aerial photos of that?
I know.
Let's do a rundown of all the events and then we're going to interpret them. I think that's how we should start.
Sounds good.
All right. Will you take it away?
So, as we know, Travis publicly reached out to Taylor. He's been publicly wooing her, if you will. And let's state the initial reach out. So we, on not his podcast, but I believe it was on another episode, he stated, "I've seen you rock the stage at Arrowhead." Obviously, Arrowhead Stadium. "You might have to come see me rock the stage at Arrowhead and see which one's a little more lit." And she took him up on that and nearly broke the internet on Sunday. And she attended the game. She was spotted with Donna Kelsey, who I will say is adorable and also gives Andrea Swift energy.
Oh, yes. I felt that. First of all, when people sent me the photos, I was, you know, when you're not zoomed in fully or you're not looking, I was like, I thought that was her mom that she was with. But then I started, then I like saw more and... Yeah.
Yeah. And she seemed pretty lit. It was giving, Taylor was giving the same kind of VMAs energy, like the yelling, the cheering, the drink in hand.
She's a fun girl.
She seemed very happy. I will say she seemed very happy. Whether they're actually an item or not, I was just happy to see her like literally living her best life from what it seemed.
I will say that is like my headline for it. Regardless of what is going on here, the whole thing, I will say, makes me, I'm into it. I'm into the vibe. My feelings about it are, I'm happy that this is what we're observing. I'll just say that. But I think that overall, we're in a very, very intriguing era for Miss Swift and the pre-1989 Taylor's era. It is very active. I will say that. Like, I can't go a few hours without hearing about her.
Same. At first I was, as many of us were, I was very skeptical. I was like, there's no way she's going to go to a game. There's no way this is happening. At first, I thought he was a little bit of clout chasing because we know he has that, you know, he has that bad boy kind of reputation.
Oh. Mm. The show Catching Kelsey.
Right, on E.
In 2016.
And
so
seeing her actually show up and also being with his mom, like we know we've seen her many a time, like within a couple of weeks into a relationship, hanging out with the mom of her boyfriend. So I don't know that because that's a similar Taylor pattern. So that's when I was like, okay, this might be something. Something's brewing.
Right. But wasn't she with Tom Hiddleston's mom? Like, and most people yes. agree that that was like somewhat staged. So it's like, why with the mom hanging with the Kennedys?
My hot take is I was such a Hiddleswift fan. Like he just seemed, and this, you know what? It's kind of similar to Travis. Like I just liked seeing someone publicly speaking so highly of her, like how Tom Hiddleston had the like I Heart T Swift shirt. He just seemed very positive about her in the media, speaking highly. And I think she deserves someone like that. I'm not saying I didn't like Joe Alwyn and I respect that he was private, but I feel like there wasn't enough like celebrating her.
Right. Like, you know? I think most people think about Hiddleswift and they think, oh, very staged, but he was. I totally agree with you. Like she's dealt with so many men who want to like either disown her or make her seem crazy. And okay, so at least these people who maybe they are benefiting from her by making their name very big, but at least they're nice to her. At least say fucking thank you for making me extremely relevant right now at the time when my documentary is debuting on Apple, at the time when my brother's podcast wants to come for Joe Rogan's number one spot, if that is even true anymore. Mm-hmm. Also at the time that like he's getting older, he's been in the NFL for a long time. An athlete's career is not long. And like, I think a lot of athletes end up kind of financially screwed because if they get injured or their career ends early, like they need to have a translatable skill or a POV or a sponsorship pipeline. So making their name bigger is critical to that happening. So like at the very least, like the Kelsey brothers are interested in making themselves go beyond football and it works. And he seems not as bad as many people who she could be dating or have dated, allegedly.
I will say, I have fallen in love with this family. I know I'm late to the game. Like, I think a lot of girlies over the weekend became football fans all of a sudden, which myself included, that I watched his documentary. It's really Jason Kelsey's documentary, his brother, mm-hmm. for the Eagles.
Which she is a notorious fan of.
If they really become an item, that's actually really adorable.
Yeah, except he's not on it anymore.
I think he still is.
I thought he's retired.
He's in his final... I know, that's what I thought too, but then literally right before I watched the doc, there was an Eagles and I think Buccaneers game on, and I saw like Jason Kelsey and his number. So I was like, okay, maybe because he didn't win the Super Bowl last year, maybe he's coming back for a redemption season.
Okay.
But he is getting older.
He is still playing. Okay. Many speculated that he would retire. Okay. So, but it seems that he must be towards the end, hence.
Yeah.
And like, here's the thing, no hate. I'm a capitalist. I understand. I think you should be trying. Like, I don't think you should just be like, oh, this is all the money I'll make and like hope for the best. Like, you should try to make a career. I'm sure they're ambitious. Their parents, like one of them worked in banking. Like they're not idiots. They know that there's a way to be set for life and there's a way to like squander this opportunity, and good for them for taking it. Taylor would do the same and has and will do the same more. So I see that, but it's more, my feeling is like, I love it. It feels great. But to me, there is just this broader sense of it's too beneficial and too public to actually have the respect it would require for something to be real. And that means that she is more likely to get hurt in that situation because ultimately she is the more powerful one. It's impossible to extricate the professional from the personal with her and him. And I think that that makes it really hard to be like, oh, I totally ship this because this feels super genuine and authentic.
For years, I've been using men's razors because the quality of razors for women is seriously questionable. But disposable men's razors feel like settling. I finally tried the Athena Club razor I've been seeing online, and it was truly the easiest, smoothest shave ever. My old razors, honestly, they would rust up so quickly, and the shave I would get was so dull. My legs would get super dry. It would just be like an uncomfortable razor experience. But this razor is truly worth the hype. If you haven't tried it, you really need to give it a shot. Step up your shaving game now with Athena Club's award-winning razor kit. It's seriously the best on the market, and here's why. First of all, the Athena Club razor kit is an absolute steal at just $10. But don't let the price fool you. This razor packs a serious punch. It comes with a beautifully made ergonomic handle and two super sharp razor heads that deliver an incredibly smooth shave every time. You also get a game-changing magnetic hook in the razor kit for easy storage. This means no sitting your razor on the edge of your tub, no more goopy blades, no more razor falling down your shower floor in the middle of the night. Athena Club's razor glides effortlessly thanks to those five precision-engineered blades. The blades are perfect spaced out to let your hair pass through with each stroke, and you'll experience less irritation, which is always a win in my book. Are you ready to upgrade your shaving experience? Switch to the best razor on the market and show your skin you care with Athena Club. Head over to athenaclub.com to try their award-winning razor and body products and get 20% off your purchase with code BETCHES at checkout. You can also find Athena Club razors at your local Target store. Trust me, you won't look back. Happy shaving.
Let's give deets because we want people to know. Well, okay, I just want to go back to one thing. There were rumors for a bit between him saying that he put his number on a friendship bracelet during her Arrowhead show, which was in Kansas City. When was Kansas City stop on the Eras Tour? July 7th and 8th, she played in Kansas City. So he, I think, had made a comment at some point in the summer, like I put on a podcast, that he put his number on a friendship bracelet. He was a butthurt that he didn't get to meet her. I don't know. Okay. Butthurt right. He didn't get to meet her and says the Arrowhead thing. Then I feel like there were like rumors that they maybe like had, there were whispers, but they kept getting rebuffed, shot down by publications that people would normally associate with Taylor's publicist, Tree, who is incredibly instrumental. Tree Payne, we reference her a lot on Speak Now, Betch's version.
Yes.
If you enjoy this and want us to continue. Mm-hmm. So like there was that sort of like, will they, won't they? I do believe that they've hung out. There was a sort of familiarity. Also, someone told me something behind the scenes.
Oh.
That they hung out once. I don't know if maybe they did an additional time.
But have been saying too, that they hung out like a couple times before her public outing.
So I had heard once like just before it, but it's possible there had been like another time, or it's possible they're like condensing, they're saying a couple when it was really one, because meeting the mom so soon would have been a little weird. But also, you're in his box, his mom's there, it's not that weird. She's also a celebrity, you're celebrities, so like it's not that weird.
Did you see the Dumois blind that shared when Taylor was out to dinner with Sophie? A person who was dining there noticed that like she pulled like every girl has done, or any person has done, when you get a text from someone you like, that supposedly she like looked at the phone and then showed Sophie. So people were thinking, ooh, is that him seeing if she's going to come? Are they texting? Because that was obviously a few days before Sunday's game.
I mean, it could have been anything. Could have literally been anything. It could have been gossip from about Joe Jonas. It could have been, you know, it could have literally been anything about anyone that they're friends with, because they also have a whole, she has a whole crew. And I think it's very interesting that this is all happening as she is closely befriending Sophie Turner. And very quickly, she has now offered Sophie, and this is like lovely and nice, like an apartment for her kids to live in while she works out her divorce, which is getting very, very messy. And they've been seen going out a lot. She's had her over. So they're like bestying it up. Meanwhile, Taylor went to the game. But then there were those reports that was like, Taylor was so excited to accept the invitation. She thought it was a lovely way to spend a Sunday. True. And that's how I see it. It's like, okay, she just went to go to the game because it's cool and fun. And everyone turned it into like a whole thing.
Because that's the thing with her. She's definitely in like her fuck it era, that I think she wants to have fun, But I agree with you that I think anything this woman does is going to make news. So even something as little as just like sitting in the box and just having her wine, having a cocktail, watching the game, like it's just, it's kind of a frenzy right now. Every single headline on my social media feeds is just every little body language, trying to read what Travis was saying on the field. When I will say, I'm obviously a diehard Swiftie, but Swifties, we need to calm down because, pun intended, because there was, when after he scored the touchdown, supposedly the video of him looking up like lovingly at the, it was really like the scoreboard, or it was him watching a replay of the move of the touchdown, and people thought he was like staring up at Taylor lovingly, and it's like, we're not there yet, we're not in the romantic novel.
Also, even if he was staring up at her lovingly, it's like, oh my god, Taylor Swift's here, cool, like, right, that's how I would be staring up at her. It's like,
there was another moment where I do think this was accurate, where it was Travis and Patrick Mahomes like waving, like little googly-eyed waving. So that makes sense. But there were some that the outlets were just running with it. And it's like, okay, guys, it's not that serious.
I mean, here's the thing. The media is structured that to make you click, even if it's wrong, you find out later, they want you to click before so that, you know, there's money in making you click and making you wonder and putting all these things and projecting whatever onto it. And, okay, so, I mean, even Heinz made... So she took a photo with someone else who was in the box, and there was like a chicken tender and then a little thing of ketchup. And they tweeted something that like she had a chicken tender with ketchup and seemingly ranch. So now Heinz is making a seemingly ranch condiment. Also, we're making a seemingly ranch hat. So go to shopbetches.com. We just launched our tailgate merch. So obviously, Taylor, tailgate merch.
Her power.
Yeah, exactly. We should call it the tailgate. Tailgate.
Are you a fan of their couple names, Trailer or what was it, Tavis?
No. Boring.
No couple names yet? Too soon?
I don't think they're not that exciting to me. Couple names like have to be really good to be exciting to me. Also, I might just use it as an abbreviation, like, you know, to make writing shorter.
Listen, we all know that scratchy PJs can make a cranky kid. I want my kids to be comfy when they sleep and are rested in the morning, and that's why I snuggle them up in Little Sleepies. Little Sleepies makes award-winning bamboo PJs that moms rave about. I am said mom. I am obsessed with Little Sleepies. They are so, so, so soft. I just got one that was the Checkmates Zippy for my son Lucas. It's so adorable. And it's limited edition, so everybody go check it out. Little Sleepy's Zip Romper Pajamas, aka Zippies, the ones that I got, were designed with thoughtful details like fold-over feet, mittens, and a double zipper to make the middle of the night diaper changes easier. Made from the buttery soft, custom milled Luna Luxe bamboo viscose, their Zip Footy Pajamas are gentle on sensitive skin and babies with eczema. But what parents rave about the most? How long they fit. And Little Sleepies makes the best baby shower gift. They have inclusive sizing from preemie to adults 3X. There are also nursing and pregnancy-friendly styles available for adults. So try a pair of Little Sleepies today. Fair warning, you'll never go back. You can try Little Sleepies for yourself by visiting littlesleepies.com. Plus, get 15% off your order on littlesleepies.com with code BETCHES. That's littlesleepies.com with promo code BETCHES.
Well, I find it very impressive. I mean, we know the power of Swifties is no joke. So since Sunday's game, Travis Kelce's jersey sales have jumped 400% with NFL merch. And he has gained 600,000 followers since Sunday. And NFL Sunday ratings boosted to 24.3 million viewers. And they saw a 60% increase, as well as an increase in, obviously, female viewers. So
I mean, I might turn it on next week if she's there.
She's supposedly gonna be there. That's the update, that she's gonna be at the Jets game on Sunday versus the Chiefs.
That sounds fun. I mean, I feel like people will go to the game, not me. But okay, the NFL also changed their bio. This is where I start thinking, like, this is just so incredibly smart and lucrative. Like, the NFL obviously saw how much women will spend when they want to do something. And they're like, oh, this is a great way to juice our ratings by making Taylor Swift our queen. And it's also not like they're not in talks with her. They asked her to perform at the Super Bowl. She probably was like, fuck the Super Bowl. I want it all. I want the season. She's like, I want the whole season.
And she has it. I feel like this is going to be everything. It's everything already.
Right. And it's like, then I'm like, is it an NFL partnership? Not a partnership, but like, is it like, does this all just work so conveniently well for everybody that like, it's all just like too easy. Like his talking points on the podcast where he was like, I just thought it was awesome how everybody in the suite had nothing but great things to say about her, the friends and family. She looked amazing. It's like, yes, true, accurate. But like, it's all just so clean and.
Right.
Yeah.
Then they're taking it behind the scenes, I guess.
Now that they want to be private, they. Mm-hmm. So now they're saying, oh, he's like, oh, I want to be, you know, now that everyone knows I want to be kind of private and respect it. Good. Agree. But it's also like TMZ released a photo of her kind of, the headline they released was Taylor Swift wraps arm around Travis Kelce.
Yes.
So they release that. They release the aerial view of her leaving his house with his mom before the game. So like that's where the bus was taking them to the game.
Right.
And I feel that now they're like, okay, now we're going to do the Joe Alwyn play where people will project everything's going great as long as you don't say anything and you only show up in like good situations. So she went from someone who will never show up for her, who now she's going to show up for every goddamn Sunday.
She has the time because she's on a break, I believe, until November.
I think October, I think. Or maybe November. It's not even relevant. If he shows up at the tour in a different country, then we're talking.
I could see it. Maybe post season.
I think it kind of is going to depend like how it goes.
I find it interesting too that coaches and like famously like Bill Belichick was commenting on it saying Taylor's the greatest catch of Travis's career. That I find it interesting because usually when a very high profile celebrity is dating an athlete, usually they say it's bad luck. Like I know when Jessica Simpson was dating Tony Romo, they're like, she's bad luck. He's not playing well. So I find it very interesting, the hold that Taylor has on the NFL, that everyone's talking so highly of it and praising it. I mean, I guess he's playing great, so they're not complaining.
Right. But also that, I mean, that lends itself to NFL partnership. Like they put her in their bio. That to me is like, the NFL isn't just changing their bio. Like it's all very okay. This is not to say that I don't think they have like any real relationship. I do believe that they have like chemistry. I believe there's like a spark. I believe that they're, you know, like flirting it into each other and like hooked, you know, all of that. I can believe that that is plausible. But the whole thing to me rings of the time that she went on the pap walk with Joe Alwyn when they went on a hike and he wore dark jeans and Nikes so that people would tie the song Delicate to him because that's one of the lyrics. And it's like,
right.
Yeah, I could have believed that if you were on the streets of New York City and not going on a hike in your pap walk. That's to me is just like, there's these things that like they just don't, there's a little bit like uncanny valley to them.
Then I guess her version, if we're saying that's the route it's going, then I guess her version of that is just going to be like showing up to a game when she can. And then that's the, like, we might not see them out on a date.
I think we could see them out on a date.
Maybe.
Around the office, we have so many colorful framed art prints and photos. It creates such a fun atmosphere and it gives our space that unique Betches character. I wanted to frame some stuff at home too, but custom framing can be so difficult and so expensive. So the things I want to display end up collecting dust in a closet. But Framebridge makes it easy and affordable to get your special artwork and memories in frames so you can spice up your space with ease. I love Framebridge. I framed my ketubah for my wedding. The process was unbelievably easy. They send you a canister to send in your artwork. They send you a few different options of ways that they can frame it. You get to pick. They're actually helping me also design the frame that works best with the picture and best for my home. And getting custom frames can be difficult. Framebridge is easy and affordable to custom frame just about anything. You can easily order online at framebridge.com or visit a retail store if you need some guidance. You can also upload a digital photo for them to print or mail your item in using their free, secure, prepaid packaging. Then Framebridge custom frames your piece in the studio using the highest quality materials and ships it to your door in days for free. See why Framebridge has been trusted to frame over 2 million pieces. Visit framebridge.com or a local Framebridge store to get started and custom frame just about anything. That's framebridge.com. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It can be easy to ignore our social battery and spread ourselves thin, especially with social gatherings picking up after the winter. What's the right amount of socializing for you? And how do you recharge? Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you just need some more alone time. Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. I've been in therapy for years, and nothing has transformed my life quite as much as my therapy experience. And one of the things that I love about therapy is that it gives me all the tools I need to figure out how to manage my time, and also figuring out what depletes me, what gives me energy. Sometimes too much socializing depletes me, so I've learned how to manage the amount of time that I'm going out versus staying in, the amount of new people I'm meeting versus making sure I have that me time for myself, and that's definitely a skill that I've honed in therapy. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/betches today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/betches.
Do you feel that she's somewhat trying to, because also we have the Sophie Turner deets where, so now she's besties with Sophie. I almost feel like she's rerunning the 1989 era, but upgraded, where right. She's dating the most popular guy on the football team. She, the homecoming hero. And she's also like the good friend, but instead of like having this whole squad that makes it feel clicky and like annoying, she's just a really good friend to her real friends. And that's being
close group, right?
Yeah. It all feels very, it feels like the same mood, but just redone and better.
Fans were speculating if the outfit that Travis chose to wear pregame and postgame for his date with Taylor was a 1989 Easter egg, which that's been debunked. Like, I don't think Taylor told him to wear anything. I don't know. But he wore like a cream color and blue splattered paint. I wasn't the biggest fan of it, to be quite honest.
No, there were also like naked women on
itself.
It.
Yeah, it was like naked women splattered in cream and the 1989 blue, the color I'm wearing right now. I'm actually wearing my 1989 sweatshirt. Sammy and I are twinning.
I'm wearing my Fearless sweatshirt.
In our Swiftie.
Taylor's version Fearless sweatshirt.
Fans were very quick to be like, oh my God, it's called 1989 because they sourced the tracksuit, the whole thing. But supposedly the brand, let me get the name of the brand, Kid Super Studios, interesting name, renamed it 1989 because they think they knew it was going to sell out, which it now has.
I mean, it was so attractive. Yeah.
I don't know who's buying it. I mean, probably just extreme level.
I wonder if people just bought it as like camp.
Piece of history.
Yeah, history. The other thing that I think is pretty opportunistic about the whole thing is that he just signed with CAA, and that, I mean, not that that is suggestive of anything, but it makes sense that he would be approaching his public image in a more holistic way and that he would be utilizing alignments like this to drive his career and his popularity. And honestly, bonus, if it is fun for them.
Yeah, it is interesting timing, but I feel like maybe that's been in the works because he and his brother became so popular post Super Bowl season.
Well, I imagine maybe that's why he signed with CAA, his brother also thinking like maybe he wants to retire, because they know they're like tied together, the two brothers, and that they're like more powerful as a family unit.
Duo.
Football brothers.
Did you see some of Travis's exes are coming out of the woodwork and shading Taylor?
I saw one. Is there more than one?
There was one that was warning her about him being a cheater. And then there was another of a girl was caught liking a tweet that called Taylor Swift a five.
So was that not the same person, or was that?
I think it was two different girls.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, there was one who, okay. So the one that I thought that was both about the same person who did that, but the one who is warning him about being a cheater. So she was the one who won Catching Kelsey. And so it's kind of like The Bachelor, I guess, in a way, where it was like almost if he left his bachelorette girlfriend, kind of. So I saw people kind of like giving that excuse, but I do sort of understand that a little more, because not the cheating part, but I mean, obviously we don't know that much information about the whole situation, because it does benefit her to talk about it, clearly.
Right. She's getting her 15 minutes. And I feel like, look, okay, people make mistakes, I don't know if he cheated. We obviously are all finding about this now. I didn't watch that show like in 2016 when it came out. But maybe his light is on. Maybe he's done with his party boy ways and dating show ways. And maybe I feel like
he said he did the dating show for money.
Okay.
I mean, at least he's admitting that. Yeah.
That maybe he's ready to settle down.
Maybe. But also like that, it all sort of just suggests a little bit of ambition, a little bit of thirst for more attention. And of course you'd want to be with Taylor Swift if
right.
Also, she's amazing. I thought he was way more attractive when he had the beard and not just the mustache.
Yes. And I think when he had longer hair.
Yeah.
In my opinion, I think he looked in like older interviews that I've seen when he has the longer hair on top.
Yeah, I agree with that.
He's definitely, I will say though, like I ship this, I'm here for it, whether it's going to go the distance or not. I just think she needs this like strong dude that's set in his career, praising her. He's hot. He's got that sexual energy, chemistry. I feel like she needs that. I feel like we haven't seen that from her in a while. I feel like we've just seen these like malnourished men just like with her in the background. Yeah. It's like,
No, it is definitely giving 1989 era fun, hot guys. I agree with you.
Is he another blank space?
Whether it's real, whether it's 100% real, whether it's 100% fake, whether they like it, whatever it is, I hope she has fun. I hope the media doesn't fuck it up. I'm willing to pretend that it's 100% real, you know, like,
yeah, I'm definitely DeLulu right now. I'm just shamelessly every TikTok I see, every edit I see of the two of them, I'm like, I'm here for it.
I'm still here for it, even though I don't think it's like 100%. But it can't be for her. There's no normal relationship she could be in. I guess there is, though. Not one that would start publicly. One that she would just start.
Ready to redefine your relationship with alcohol? Whether you're trying to cut back or just want to explore a non-alcoholic alternative, Athletic Brewing is a game changer. They offer a variety of different full-flavored brews with no alcohol, allowing you to sip and celebrate anytime and anywhere. Do you like hazy IPAs, sweet, fruity sours? Athletic Brewing has an assortment of non-alcoholic beers in almost any style you can think of. One thing I really like is a great Sunday brunch. And sometimes, you know, you kind of want to have a drink during it. But also it's Sunday and you kind of want to get your life together. That's the perfect occasion to have an Athletic Brew non-alcoholic beer. Athletic brews a variety of great tasting, award-winning non-alcoholic beers, including IPAs, Goldens, Extra Dark Brews, Sours, Hazies, and more. Many of which are only available online and for a limited time. They offer hassle-free delivery right to your door when you order at athleticbrewing.com. Athletic Brews Bevs you can drink anytime, anywhere, and still go right back to whatever you were doing. It's a great fit for parenting, playing sports, watching sports, doing chores, late nights, and early mornings. So you can imbibe without worry. And when you support Athletic, you support a company that cares. They're a certified B Corp and donate up to $2 million annually to protect and restore outdoor spaces around the globe through the Two for the Trails program. Try Athletic Brewing non-alcoholic beers for yourself. Use code BETCHES to get 15% off your first order at athleticbrewing.com. That's BETCHES at checkout for 15% off your first order. Near beer. Exclusions and conditions apply. Athletic Brewing Company. Fit for all times.
Have you ever felt that fast fashion ick, but can't always afford the super high-end stuff? I have a solution for you. Nuuly. Nuuly has everything you need to bring your closet up to speed for the season without breaking the bank. Free your closet of impulse purchases and skip the buyer's remorse by renting instead. Nuuly is a subscription clothing rental service. For just $98 a month, you get your choice of any six styles each month. You choose whatever you want to rent for whatever you have going on. It's totally up to you. Access to thousands of styles from more than 400 brands. There's no fees, late fees, damage fees, or fees to pause or cancel. So it's no big deal if you lose a button, spill something, or you just need to take a break. They have inclusive sizing up to 5X as well as petite and maternity. Nuuly is a great value at $98 a month for any six styles. But right now you can get $20 off your first month of Nuuly when you sign up with the code BETCHES20. Just go to NUULY.com, that's Nuuly with two U's, and enter the code BETCHES20 and sign up to get $20 off your first month. That's NUULY.com, Nuuly with two U's, and use code BETCHES20. Nuuly subscription clothing rental. Change your clothes.
Our era with the British has ended. That's the American Revolution has been won.
The Redcoats, you're gone. You're gone from here. Now we have football, yes. American football, and Miss Americana and the Heartbreak Prince, for real?
I don't know if we've seen this. I don't know if it's been Barbie or Taylor, Beyonce. It's just like the year of the girlies. The fact that we've infiltrated football now in the NFL. Like, I saw a tweet meme comparing Barbie and Taylor, saying like the girlies have infiltrated, like the NFL is like the Mojo Dojo house, the Casa house. Am I saying that right from the Barbie movie?
Mojo Dojo Casa house.
That we have. It's kind of crazy how the girlies, girls, gays, and theys have taken over.
Truly. And we, you know, they realize we actually have money that we can give them, I think. They're like, oh shit, these women have, they could increase our profits. Damn.
400% sales. Whoa.
Right? I get it. I get it. I'm excited about it. I'm happy to have something to watch. I'm happy to have something to observe and think about and find Easter eggs for and like play the game with the lyrics and whatever happens in 1989. I'm into this. I think this is a great relationship for her to have in the public light.
It's all I'm thinking about.
So. It's important. As a tall girly, especially.
That's something I'm very happy about, I will say. I'm 5'10". So seeing that video of them leaving the locker room together and how small she looked, like, I just know she's living for that right now. She's done with the malnourished kings. Well, not king, because we don't like Matty Healy. But, like, Travis is 6'5".
Yeah, I could climb him like a tree.
That has got to be so nice. Yeah. She's 5'11". Like, it's just got to, you know, sometimes you want to feel a little small. I shouldn't say small, not like metaphor, you know, not whatever. But she must be liking that. Like, just someone who's like a big, like, you feel like he's a good cuddler and stuff.
He better not fuck with her. Seriously.
Because all those followers he just got will drop. That's the thing.
It's going to be worse than that. It's like he's playing with fire.
I think the country might implode. I don't know. It's brought everyone together that I don't know.
They could just do a little mutual. It's been good. Goodbye. We're like losing interest. Because here's the thing. Like, I don't really see her with an athlete long term. But I see her having a great 3-monther with an athlete. Sounds fun.
Yeah.
She just looks so cute in her little outfits. I'm loving the account Taylor Swift style.
I follow it too.
She honestly, if all else fails, Taylor, you could have a career as a fashion influencer.
I mean, we're waiting for her to drop like a makeup line with the red lips.
Oh, I don't A makeup line? Oh, interesting.
Maybe. I mean, I know she would sell it out. I know there's, it's so saturated, that industry.
That's unfortunate. I cannot wear red lipstick because I look like a clown.
She could do it for 1989, like red lip classic thing that you like, and then she could sell out an entire set.
Oh, she so should. No, I would. I imagine if she did a fashion line, though. She wears just great stuff. Love all her stuff. All right, that is it for our special bonus episode. Speak now at Betches version. Follow me at Sammy. Holly, where do you want people to follow you? What are your thoughts?
Sure. Yes. Okay. So my Insta is So Hollywood, but spelled WOULD. And I also have another Instagram called Hollywood Talk, also spelled WOULD, not WOOD. That just is your daily dose of celebrity. And there's a lot of Taylor on there. So
we love the celebs. All right. So if you like it, if you like Speak Now at Betches version and you want us to do more, please let us know. DM me. Be sure to rate, review, and subscribe. And we will see you next week on the At Betches podcast.
At Betches is produced by Sean Kilby, Jorge Morales-Pico, Rebecca Sosmakat, and Aliza Zim. Editing by Basilio Perez. Be sure to follow At Betches on Instagram and send us your emails to podcast@betches.com.
Betches.